Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Matt Managia, who is founder of Connecticut Family Acupuncture, and obviously that is going to be our subject for this morning. Matt, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Could you tell us a little bit about Connecticut Family Acupuncture?
Sure. We are a family-run practice. I run it with my wife, Jill, who I met in acupuncture school in Texas. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary in business last year. And obviously, we specialize in acupuncture. We do other forms of traditional Chinese medicine as well. And we have offices in West Hartford and east of the river in Bolton.
And what we're going to be talking about to begin with, anyway, is depression. And acupuncture, at least for myself, is not something that when I think of a treatment for depression is the first thing that comes to mind. But obviously, there is some value in doing that. Have you seen an increase in patients that are seeking treatment for depression?
We have. And actually, I think kind of since the presidential election a couple years ago, stress-related disorders are probably the second most common issues for which people schedule appointments at our office. Pain, still the number one reason. We've been seeing a lot more kids and teenagers coming in as well. I think people, especially parents, are becoming a little more wary of prescription medications. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that, you know, approximately 50% of patients treated with medication for anxiety have what's called an inadequate response, meaning their symptoms are not relieved to a statistically significant level, or the patient actually has adverse side effects.
And how specifically does acupuncture help with depression?
Well, with acupuncture, there's a number of things going on behind the scenes, but kind of in a nutshell, acupuncture decreases the activity of the sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight response. While it's decreasing that, it's increasing the activity of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is increasing the body's ability to rest and relax. Under stress, the body produces a lot of cortisol, which can wreak havoc in terms of inflammation. Acupuncture calms this response and also helps your body produce a lot of feel-good chemicals like endorphins and neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin.
And other than depression, what else can acupuncture treat?
Well, as I mentioned, pain's a big one. We see a lot of pain. Women's issues, we treat a lot of at our clinic, anything from infertility to menopausal symptoms, digestive disorders, headaches, seasonal allergies, anything inflammatory, acupuncture actually treats very well. Issues that conventional medicine often has a difficult time with. So that's a neat thing about it as well.
Now, can you explain some of the benefits of acupuncture? Obviously, it works from, as you say, for many different things people are suffering from.
Yeah. So first of all, you want to make sure you're going to a licensed acupuncturist. We are licensed by the Department of Public Health. We have the highest level of training available. So it's very safe in that respect. And basically, it's doing two things. It's causing your body to produce a lot of anti-inflammatory chemicals, pain-relieving substances, and kind of these feel-good neurotransmitters that I mentioned. So we get that stuff into the bloodstream, and then acupuncture excels at opening up the blood flow and dilating blood vessels to get all this good stuff to where it needs to go. It's not a medication, so there's not any interactions or contraindications between the two. And a lot of people actually are working with their doctors when they're coming to see us to wean off of things like antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, using acupuncture to bridge the gap. A lot of times we use something called ear seeds, which is kind of an on-the-go treatment that as an alternative to doing the traditional acupuncture as well.
Can you tell us a little bit more about ear seeds? Because I don't know that a lot of the listeners, including myself, know exactly what you're talking about here.
Sure. They're little seeds. They're called vicarious seeds, and they're basically on a tiny little Band-Aid. We put them on the ear, and just as acupuncture needles target specific points on the body, ear seeds are placed at specific points on the ear, which can help regulate the body's internal processes and functions. And a lot of times we use these as a way for people to manage stress in between treatments. It's a good way to kind of bridge the gap between treatments and perpetuate the effect of the acupuncture treatments. People can put them on at home. We put them on in the office, and basically you just kind of press it and stimulate that point. And they're great for specifically stress and pain.
Are there any other treatments you use along with acupuncture?
We do. We use a lot of Chinese herbal formulas, and we use those in conjunction with acupuncture mostly. They're highly effective, and they can provide fairly immediate relief. When many people think of herbal treatments, they think of taking a single specific herb for a specific health problem. People know to take St. John's wort for depression, or turmeric for inflammation is kind of a big one these days. In Chinese herbal medicine, these herbs are prescribed in combination. Up to 20 different herbal substances are combined because we tailor our treatments very specifically to each patient. So, for instance, we could have 10 different people coming into us with coming in for anxiety attacks, and those 10 people would have 10 completely different acupuncture treatments, 10 completely different Chinese herbal formulas prescribed to them.
Of course, when people think of acupuncture, the first thing they think of is the needles, and it's got to hurt. And obviously, it really doesn't.
It doesn't. They're extremely thin. Unlike a hypodermic needle, they're solid. You can fit upwards of 10 acupuncture needles in just the hole of a hypodermic mm-hmm. needle. I always let my patients know who are nervous about needles that, you know, I have historically had some issues with blood tests. I've passed mm-hmm. out a few times with blood tests, yet I can have acupuncture done to me all day. So it's a very different feeling.
And I think if you're queasy about needles, I always found the best idea is not to even look at them.
Yeah, that's my strategy at blood tests for sure.
Now, when you're doing all of this, is this something that people should consult with their doctors about before they go into this type of treatment?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's like, as I said, it's very harmless, and there's only a couple medications that we watch out for, and those are mainly blood thinners. Mm-hmm. But even those, it's generally perfectly fine to do acupuncture with.
And if people would like more information about Connecticut Family Acupuncture or the treatments that you administer, where's the best place to go?
Our website has a lot of great information. That's ctfamilyacupuncture.com. We have a form on there where people can fill out their insurance information. We'll check on that to see if they have coverage for acupuncture yeah. and get back to them. We also have a form where people can schedule a free 20-minute consultation, which we recommend for anybody, you know, who's wondering if acupuncture might be a good option for them to come in and talk to us, meet us. And you can do that on the website or by calling the office.
All right. And obviously, Connecticut Family Acupuncture, family says a lot. You're not just treating a certain age group. You're treating all age groups.
Exactly. We've seen toddlers and we've seen people in their 90s.
Okay. Very good. And Matt, I'd like to thank you for being here this morning, and good luck.
Thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Matt Menagio, who is founder of Connecticut Family Acupuncture. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.